I really think of all the decisions that need to get made for the Pirates in terms of how we position ourselves to compete that are not about resource allocation money-wise, taking the payroll from in the 80s to up to 100 mm-hmm. and spending money to supplement the players that you have, which in my opinion has to be part and parcel with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the decisions that has to get made, I think, is choosing between Henry Davis and Eddie Rodriguez as your catcher, the person who you deem to not be the catcher, where do you see them playing if not catcher, and moving them to another position, is that person more valuable to you as a right fielder or first baseman, or is that person more valuable as a trade chip to a team that would use that player as a catcher? So getting something for a guy that is not your catcher, it's
blocked
like...
blocked by you when somebody's blocked some... Oh, you know what it is?
Brian Giles with the Indians.
Yes, thank you. I knew you were going to know where I was headed.
That's exactly right.
He was their fourth outfielder because they were loaded.
Yes.
And they needed a lefty reliever. Pirates needed an outfielder. Wham, bam, thank you,
so,
man.
So, you know...
the Marlins catcher who has caught the most games this year is terrible.
I don't think it makes sense for the Pirates to keep long-term Davis and Rodriguez. And it seems to me like, even though they drafted him just a couple years ago with the number one pick, the Pirates don't exactly seem convinced that Davis is a major league catcher. He's only playing there or played there this year because Rodriguez needed Tommy John surgery. So provided he comes back from that.
I think Rodriguez is obviously their catcher of the future. I don't even think there should be a question. Like in their, I should say in their internal evaluation of the position, I think it's Rodriguez and I think it's pretty clear.
Because I heard Zeiss and Starkey talk about Davis a little bit today. And Paul said, where does Davis play? And Joe's response was, he hits. He's a hitter. Okay, like if he were hitting and I was convinced of that, then maybe I could live with it.
You also probably wouldn't need to make this trade because you'd have a much better bat.
But hold on. Okay, but hold on a second. I would not want to take like a guy that's in his mid-20s and make him my designated hitter and tie up that position when I have other major holes on my roster like center field. If I can get a good center fielder for a guy that is valuable to other teams because, hey, we'll get him out. Like we'll get him out of Pittsburgh and we'll make him better. He's not the problem. They're the problem.
But I don't think the rest of baseball even views Henry Davis as a catcher.
Well, they did out of college. They did. Most teams did.
I just think that what the Pirates have done, which is tacitly admit they don't think he can play the position, is what would have happened for most other teams. I don't think most teams saw him as a 1-1 guy or close to it because they had questions and reservations about whether he could really catch in the bigs. The only way he was a true 1-1 guy is we know the bat's going to play because it's a college bat, and then he can actually catch at this level. Then that's a different animal. That's Buster Posey or something adjacent to that. If you have a guy that's a pretty good college bat, that profiles as maybe a slightly underpowered corner outfielder in the big leagues, that's not a first overall pick.
No.
It just isn't. So I think most teams did not feel that he was a 1-1 guy because they didn't feel that he would probably stick at catcher. They were going to give him a chance. Giving a guy a chance is a lot different than thinking he is a slam dunk catcher. That's his position. And I remember as soon as the Pirates drafted him, like almost right from the jump, we're going to have him catch. That's our intent. And then everything they've done goes against that. They've just completely, in action, countermanded their words about Henry Davis. And so you're asking all of this, and the reason I kind of make all these statements is you're saying he would be useful to somebody else like that more so than he would be the Pirates because they have Endy coming back from injury. I doubt the legitimacy of that. You would have to have a black hole at catcher on your roster, I think, to be desperate enough. And maybe the Marlins do. Like, go look up their starting catcher. He's horrible.
I think that's why this person thought that they were a good fit for Davis in a trade.
That might be one of the only teams out there.
Here's the other thing that this person brought up to me about Davis in the context of this conversation. The other thing that might make him more attractive to a team is one of the things that he stinks at as a catcher might no longer be part of the job responsibility. That's the framing pitches part.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we from just automated strike zones and stealing strikes and turning balls into strikes no longer becomes part of the job description. Are we 2 years away from that?
Didn't they go away from it in the minors, though? Didn't they go back to the challenge system and took away the ABS?
Okay, so, yeah. So, but it's still there where you can...
You can challenge
right,
it.
Right.
That makes me wonder if maybe we've actually gone further away from that.
I get what you're saying, because it's not on every single pitch you have to choose once.
Yeah, like they're reevaluating whether you can really do it, or they're trying to fine-tune it, which makes me think it could be further away.
Donnie, you'll be hosting at 6 and obviously reacting to this Pirates game today. Would you make that trade? Or now that Ortiz is showing you that he has another... You know, he's got another weapon in the arsenal here. He can be a starting pitcher. Does that have you less likely or more inclined to keep him than trade him?
It's not necessarily all about Ortiz himself. It's about what is not also with Ortiz in that bullpen. I know, like, today he made a spot start. He can be a starter. He'll be the long guy if they do a bullpen game. They are very thin at what he does in middle relief. Like, the back end of the bullpen seems to have figured it out. But I actually have a fear of what happens to the bullpen if you get rid of somebody else who is actually pitching very well.
If I have a chance to get a center fielder and acquire somebody.
You're getting Tanner Scott back in the deal,
and
though,
also
too. You're getting
bolster,
a great
yeah,
relief
getting,
pitcher.
You're also
he's
pushing
not a
Holder,
volume. He's
Holderman
not a...
becomes a sixth inning guy almost in that setting.
Well, and you're getting... Don't you think Marco Gonzalez or
somebody can
someone's
be going to
become a relief
the, yeah,
pitcher here soon?
Somebody can be sent and turned into
Falter
a long
might
man.
End up in your bullpen if this keeps up with him.
If Falter's your long man out of the pen, suddenly I feel good about that. I think Falter can do that.
Ultimately, I'd probably say yes, but there is actually reason.
How much hesitation
pause.
Do you have with
I,
the
I,
Davis
I
part
also,
of it?
I also actually think Chisholm is a pretty overrated player.
Do you have him in fantasy baseball or something?
No, but I'm also pretty sure he got voted like the most overrated player in baseball.
Do you happen to think Henry Davis is a pretty overrated player?
No, I think he's a pretty awful player.
Touche. Wouldn't you just
I
love
have no
to,
trepidation about the
I gotta
Davis
be honest with you.
None.
I would love to know.
Davis is actually the least guy I'm worried about. I would almost
I
think
hear you
that,
on that.
That someone like Burroughs, you can make an argument. Ortiz, you can make an argument. Davis, I actually think, is the easiest one to say, you know what, I think we're at the point here where we can make the call.
I'd love to know around baseball what his value is. What? What happened?
You asked for our guy Caleb to do something with Mrs. Met. Caleb has delivered. I just want you to see it. He has reimagined Mrs. Met. As the star of Some Like It Hot, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon.
I'm telling you, Mrs. Met, she ain't bad. Thank you, Caleb. Why did Donnie ask me if I had... Now I'm seeing a tweet. Donnie just sent me a tweet. Were you having a medical emergency? When?
Look at the picture that you tweeted out.
Oh, no. What did he do?
Malzy, this one like, takes the cake. I don't know. Like, is it showing up weird on my... Yeah.
No, it looks... He does this on purpose. He is like... He's gotten very good at taking the worst pictures of all time. It looks like... Yeah,
I think I was
like
just
you,
in a rush there.
It looks like you were shaking your phone and then tried to hit the button. Were you having a medical emergency? The next tweet. Should I try Fortnite? What, do you have a PS2?
Well, now I'm interested by what Delay said, and all these other Pirates are doing it. I have a Xbox an Xbox One. Which one's newer, One or 360?
One is newer.
I have One.
One.
You would be able to have it on there,
but I don't have a power cord for it.
Why not?
What do you mean?
I lost it.
Like you
when
can't
I moved.
Start the system.
It
has no power.
I don't have a cord to plug it into the wall, so I wonder if I could just take like a computer.
I mean, I would just like look for one. Like
look
Amazon.
For one where?
Amazon, Xbox
Amazon
One power
has
cord.
Everything.
God, what is wrong
Roundtree
with you?
Found the hot dog guy's
yeah,
hat for
he did.
$20.
Yes, he did. And we might need to put out a siren call very